ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
This podcast series covers everything you need to know about the pathway to membership and the skills you develop along the way. ACCA is about more than just exams. Join our discussions about EPSM, the practical experience requirement, and how the ACCA qualification can take your career in exciting directions.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this ACCA podcast. I'm Isabel, I'm a Education Community Manager at ACCA, and I'm delighted today to welcome back ACCA tutor and leadership coach, Ashim Kumar. Hi Ashim.
Hi Isabel, great to be back. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So you joined us for a recent episode all about the professional workplace skills that students develop during their studies. So I'm just going to put out a call to students listening to this. If you haven't checked it out already, make sure you do once you've finished listening to this episode. Today we're going to shift our focus to the benefits of ACCA membership. But before we do that, Ashim, if you can remind us just briefly, how long have you been teaching ACCA and what made you want to become a tutor?
Oh, gosh, that's a question. I've been teaching ACCA subjects, over eight of them actually, over the years, for around 30 years, so a long, long time. And the way I became a tutor was, well, basically through my studies. I started, you know, the traditional accountant's role in industry. So I worked in dairy and travel and different, you know, organizations. And then while I was going through my ACCA studies and watching the tutors at my college, which is a private sector college in London, it struck me that I would love to be doing what they are doing. So as soon as I qualified, I knocked on their door and said, you know, do you need another tutor? And just so happened they needed a law tutor. So I started by teaching law, British law, UK law. And as they say, I haven't looked back since. I've loved it. And my role has expanded over many subjects. But nowadays, I teach only SBL.
Brilliant. I think it's your passion for it really comes through. So that's why I'm always happy to talk to you on our podcast. So let's get to the focus of today's episode, and that is the benefits of ACCA membership. So what would you say are some of the main benefits of becoming an ACCA member?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because when you're studying for the qualification, your main goal is actually qualifying, right? I mean, getting past the exams and getting your experience record in order and all of that. And it's only after that that you start to understand what the main benefits are of becoming a member of this professional body. And there are lots of them. I'll start with on a personal note. I remember when I qualified, it was, I guess, like most students, you know, it was touch and go and some of the exam sittings and so on. But when I qualified, I thought, my goodness, I can actually do it, you know, and it gave me a huge boost in self-confidence of my abilities. And that kind of really opens up your mind to various opportunities. And you think to yourself, well, if I can do this, I can do lots of other things. And that leads you to grow both professionally and personally. Now, speaking from a professional perspective, what I have found to be the major benefits of being a member, firstly, is that you're part of a global professional group, all right? And so that there is, the ACCA, as I think most students will know, invests a lot of time and effort in supporting members and students. And in terms of continuing professional development, in terms of networking opportunities, in terms of mentoring, you know, where members support students, you know, in their professional careers, all sorts of activities going along. I mean, in fact, funnily enough, later this week, I'm going along to an ACCA event where new members are being welcomed into our group. So that kind of community of professionals around the world has so many benefits, a feeling of belonging, a feeling of support, and so on. Also, when we're working with others in business, or as with me as a trainer, I'm constantly feeling the advantage, the benefit, the self-satisfaction of adding value to others. Yes. So, for example, as a trainer, allowing students to grow, to proceed, to progress in their careers and to become, you know, contributors to society themselves. So that gives me an enormous amount of satisfaction. And I'm sure it's the same with members in business, when people rely on their expertise to help them overcome hurdles. So international recognition, professional support, opportunity to add value to others. And of course, the last one that comes to mind right now is career flexibility. And by that, I mean the opportunity to choose what you want to do in your careers.
I think that's a really good point, and we'll come back to that in just a second. But I just wanted to reinforce something you said right at the beginning of your answer, which I thought was really nice, which is all about that building of confidence and opening your mind to different possibilities. And it's so nice to hear that the experience of going through studies and qualifying can build that confidence and open doors for people and make sure that they feel empowered to go out and try new things. I think that's a really, really nice point. But you have touched upon flexibility there, so let's go back to that. We often talk actually about how the qualification offers a lot of flexibility and creates opportunity. So maybe you can expand on that.
Yeah, with pleasure, actually. I mean, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, because I remember, you know, when I first started training, a lot of students felt that, well, you know, you're an accountant, basically you're going to be keeping books and producing financial statements. And it took a while to explain to those students and others what the qualification offered. And do you know how it is sometimes when you're explaining something to someone, it kind of clarifies things in your own mind? So what I have distilled from those conversations is that members of the ACCA can choose which career path they want to follow. Yes, they've earned the right to choose their career path. They're not forced to do anything. So what do I mean? Well, look at ACCA members today, and you'll find them across the board as corporate leaders, in training, like myself, as consultants, all kinds of strategic consultants or other kinds of consultants, either in a consulting organization or running their own consultancy business, their own practice. Many ACCAs are entrepreneurs. They're bringing to life business ideas that they have wanted to make happen, but weren't sure how to proceed. And the ACCA qualification gives you such a breadth of knowledge and skills, you start to learn how to put them all together and start and grow a business. And many of these guys are very, very successful. So it's an enormous range of things that one can do. And let's not forget the not-for-profit sector as well. Lots of accountants working in not-for-profit, in quangos, in charities, and so on, and adding value wherever they happen to be. And that is, you know, that's flexibility. And I honestly, I can't think of any other profession that offers this. You know, if someone qualifies as a doctor, then they stay doctors most of their lives. And same with dentists. And lawyers may be a little bit different, but predominantly they run their own practices or they work in the courts, what have you. But with the county, with the ACCA qualification, those constraints don't apply. And that's flexibility and opportunity.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And I think as you were talking, it was reminding me of an article I read just yesterday about the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And they were saying it's so easy to get stuck in a fixed mindset where you think in terms of very small boxes. You know, you feel like you can't change, or, you know, you're defined by one thing or. But whereas the growth mindset, it's all about opening these doors, thinking differently, thinking globally. As you've mentioned, ACCA opens up doors internationally. So I think it's all about that growth in mindset.
Just to kind of demonstrate that, a couple of weeks ago I was at an ACCA event, and because I've been in the game for so long, you know, I often bump into two ex-students. And because it was an ACCA event, it's not surprising. I know there were probably about four or five ex-students there. And it was just absolutely fascinating, you know, to hear what they'd been doing, you know, since they qualified and so on. I mean, many of them started out when I met them. They started out in practice, and then they went in all kinds of directions. I mean, the one chap I met, he's now in venture capital funding, so he's a fairly, you know, sizable investor in all sorts of startups and growth opportunities. There are people that started their own independent businesses. There are people who have gone into academia, the senior university staff. There are consultants, you know, there are also, I was really delighted to see how many members want to give back to the profession and are actually on boards and committees that are part of the ACCA and advise on strategic issues to the professional body. Thinking about it, I'm actually also a TV host. And surprisingly, from time to time, I will have guests come on whom I interview. And sometimes they'll come from companies where ex-students of mine have worked or still work. And my guests will say, oh, by the way, so-and-so sends their regards and, you know, and says hello. And they remember, you know, me teaching them in whichever country it happened to be and whatever subject it was that I taught them in. So, I mean, it's so fulfilling, really, to see how students have taken, ex-students and members have taken what they've learned, taken this ACC experience and just achieved career goals, developed careers, simply to meet their personal preferences. And that was wonderful.
That sounds it. I really love that. And I think it really speaks to that sense of community that you already mentioned. And it's so nice to hear all of those different stories and find out where some of your ex-students are, because it really is a good demonstration of all of the very different ways or pathways a member can take.
Just came to mind, what this chap, this venture capital chap that I just mentioned, he reminded me of a joke that I told the class. And now I'm going back over 20 years, but he still remembered the joke. And it did make me laugh. But It also kind of made me think, well, gosh, you know, what an impact we have on people, that they remember things that you've said, the guidance that you've given, the knowledge and skills that you've imparted so many years later, and they carry it with them. And, you know, it makes a difference. It's wonderful to hear it.
Absolutely. I think these individual stories just show how collectively important the ACCA qualification is and the difference it can make to lives. I wanted to ask you a question on ethics and professionalism, because as you'll know, students need to complete EPSM in order to become a member. So I wanted to ask you about what you think being an ethical professional means and why it's so important. Do you think that this focus on ethics and professionalism actually helps ACCA members to feel ready to deal with future challenges as well? Bit of a big question, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
It is an enormous question. I'm so happy that we're talking about it, Isabel, because before the ethics and professional skills module came along, we talked about ethics in some of the papers, but it wasn't embedded in the ACCA qualification process. And I'm absolutely delighted that today it is embedded in the process through the ethics and professional skills module, but also at strategic professional level, every paper has a substantial component which talks about ethics. And so it should be. Why do I say that? Well, let's kind of understand what the word professional means. It's really funny, actually, because we use it often, but we don't stop and think, well, what does it actually mean? And what it means is that people rely on our expertise. They rely on our integrity. They rely on our honesty. I mean, when we go to see a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer, we expect them to be honest and have integrity and be knowledgeable and be able to guide us, right? Well, that's exactly the same with ACCA members and students, of course, and students, let's not forget. So an understanding of what ethics is crucial, so that right from the beginning of the studies, students should be aware of the responsibility that they carry, the burden that they have to shoulder as professionals. And actually, they should embrace that responsibility, because what it means is that when they provide advice, when they provide guidance to whoever the audience is, they need to make sure that this is high quality guidance. It is guidance that is going to direct and solve challenges that your audience is facing. Prior to the EPSM coming along, we kind of had a general feeling that yes, we had to behave ethically, but it wasn't something that really formed part, a large part of our thinking. Having this requirement to pass EPSM, therefore, makes sure that students are very comfortable with what it means. And, you know, let's think about when professionals haven't behaved ethically. And corporate history is littered with scandals of organizations, which have resulted in the loss of millions and millions of dollars to all kinds of stakeholders, to shareholders, to investors, to lenders, to customers, to suppliers, and so on. Why? Because the people that ran those organizations, and sadly, some of their advisors, did not put ethics at the top of their list of behaviors. And as a result, the ripples of that unethical behavior reached far and wide and was extremely damaging. Now, you also talk about professional skills. Professional skills, really, to me, I mean, there are five professional skills to anyone doing the professional exams at the moment. Professional skills really reflect the standards that we need to represent when we're communicating, when we're communicating ideas, when we're even being skeptical, when we are analyzing. It has to be thorough, it has to be clear, it has to be detailed, and it has to be pointed at a particular objective, right? All of these things are indicators of professional skills. So we, as well as being experts, need to communicate. And the way in which we communicate is important, because if we don't communicate in a way that is effective and clear and so on, it reflects badly not only on us as professionals, but on our profession as a whole and our professional body as a whole. You know, so sometimes, you know, when I see scripts where students have used the word yeah, Y-E-A-H, instead of yes, I despair, because, and can you imagine making a presentation to the board of directors and using that word in your document that you present to them, or using that attitude when you're making a verbal presentation? I mean, it simply does not reflect well on our brand as members of the ACCA and on our profession more generally. It is a responsibility that we carry, and we should shoulder it properly and seriously. So ethics and professional skills module, delighted that it's in our syllabus, delighted that it's a requirement, and I'm sure it'll have an enormous impact on the way that members and students think about those responsibilities in the real world.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that you know that lots of people who have qualified have gone on to contribute and give something back to ACCA or others studying currently. And I like the sense that there's a community that not only wants to improve and support the development of the profession, but also each other. And I think that what comes across from your answers there is that there's an enormous sense of pride and fulfillment to be gained here by going out and making sure that we apply ethics and professionalism to everything we do.
No doubt about it. No doubt at all. And pride, I think, is a good word. I mean, it might sound a bit out of context, but no, it is important. We should take pride in who we are and what we represent. And along with that comes responsibility, because we are influential members of society. We are influential members of our organizations. There's a reason we're influential. We've earned the right to be influential. And along with that influence, as I say, comes responsibility to behave ethically and to demonstrate professionalism at all times. And I think we should be pleased that we have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I like that point about having earned it. We know that qualifying with ACCA is the culmination of so much hard work and effort put in. And I think, like you say, that does mean that you've earned that right to succeed and excel in your future professions.
I just want to kind of reinforce that point, if I may, very quickly, Isabel. And that is, you know, as experts, people count on us. I know I've said this, but it's really important to hammer home. People count on us and they follow our guidance and our advice. And in that sense, we influence an enormous number of things in the way that other people behave. We lead many aspects of our clients' decision-making process. And we really must make sure that the standard that we demonstrate throughout is really beyond reproach.
Thank you so much for your time today. This has been a really interesting conversation. I wondered if you had any final thoughts before we wrap up, particularly for students who may be currently sitting exams and what they can look forward to when they progress through to membership.
You know what, Isabel? I mean, this is something that that's really important to me. It's very close to my heart. And hopefully it'll become clear why in just a second. And that is this. After each exam sitting, you know, most students sit there and they do a post-mortem of what happened, what they could have done, what they should have done. You know, they speak to their friends, all that kind of stuff. That process happens. Most students. And then, you know, we go through a process where we're in limbo. You know, we don't know what the results are going to be like and so on. And that's actually, if we think about it psychologically, it's actually quite a negative place to be. What I strongly recommend to students is that they start as soon as possible after the exams are over. They take a couple of days off to unwind and relax, and you know, of course, that's perfectly natural. But after a couple of days, to start looking ahead. Okay, so I'm going to assume I passed whatever paper I sat. What am I going to sit next? And start doing some research. How you're going to prepare for it? What you need to know, speak to tutors, speak to colleges, speak to your colleagues who've sat that paper. And all of a sudden, your mind is in a really constructive, positive place, yeah, because you're moving forward. And that is really helpful. If your performance in the exam was good, you passed, great. You know exactly what you're going to do, and you've left yourself plenty of time in which to do it. If you were unsuccessful in your last exam sitting, well, speak to your training provider and say, look, can I postpone the next exam? I just want to reset this one. Or you might decide to do both of them at the next sitting, you know. But those kinds of conversations give you this really strong feeling of moving ahead, moving forward, being in control of your profession, your career, and achieving your personal and professional goals.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to end. So thank you again. Thank you so much, Ashim, for joining us. I hope you can come back again soon and join us for another episode.
I would absolutely love to do that, Isabel. I love having these conversations.
You're always welcome. And just a quick reminder again, for those who haven't already heard it, do go back and listen to our recent episode with Ashim on how studying prepares you for the workplace. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care and goodbye.
You can listen to our ACCA podcast covering exams, study advice, achieving ACCA membership, and much more wherever you found this podcast.
ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.